Are we on?
We definitely are.
Welcome everybody to the ECW Wrap-Up Show for the November 25th, 2008. This is the East Coast Audio with your boy, Vardre Purnell, and you got my partner here, Travis Bryant. Say what's up to everybody, man.
What's happening, everybody? Going on?
ECW. You know, before we start this, I'm just going to give my view of the show. I'm going to say not a bad show, 4-hour show. You know, a little bit better than most, in my opinion. I got to give it a in-between B. Not a strong B, not a, you know, weak B, but a regular old B. And I'll give my reasons why. What do you feel?
Well, you're being a little kind to the show, but a show with a Finley Henry main event and anything with CJ Bailey, DJ Bailey, Gabriel. Wow, you're really being kind. So, but I thought it was a pretty, I thought it was a solid show. I mean, it was, you know, it was okay. It was like right there. It was
solid.
Ring, but, you know, not B worthy at all. But.
Hey, what would you say? Like a 5 out of 10? 6 out of 10?
I'll give that later. I'm not sure yet.
Alright, well, the show opened with like a video package of Jack Swagger and Tommy Dreamer, kind of going through what they went through last week and weeks before. Tommy versus Swagger tonight. Well, actually, Tommy versus Swagger next. Because the opening match when they came back from commercial was Jack Swagger versus Tommy Dreamer on the Extreme Rules match, as Teddy Long announced last week. This is a pretty good match for me. Really, I enjoyed it a lot. I don't know why I enjoyed it a lot, because it seemed like Tommy Dreamer kind of slowed the pace down, but I guess it didn't really matter in this type of match. And Jack Swagger still did his, you know, his traditional wrestling stuff, which they're like, seems like putting emphasis on, even, you know, last week, of course, because it was a amateur wrestling match, but this week, you know, seemed like he did a lot of chin locks and I forget whatever that Kurt Angle duck under thing is, you know. It was a pretty good match. Tommy Dreamer held his own, in my opinion. I mean, I heard him calling a couple moves, so it seemed like he was, you know, telling, I guess, Swagger what to do in the match.
He's right.
And Swagger wasn't bad, you know. And Swagger's money. And as long as they keep, like I said, we say it every week, as long as they keep doing what they're doing as far as his in-ring work, you know, his promo ability or his on-camera ability can only get better. So he would be somebody to really invest in my opinion. Pretty good match, pretty solid match. You know, Tommy Dreamer sold the ankle. He twisted his ankle or something. I think he twisted it doing that dumbass rolling ball thing, if I'm not mistaken. He waits till he's in the twilight of his career to start doing a rolling ball off the apron. Like, it really matters now. I mean, maybe that's nitpicking, but come on. It doesn't matter.
I mean, he does have to kind of do something, though. I mean,
yeah, so, but and
Tommy Dreamer matches aren't the most exciting matches, even with that move. So I guess that's actually the argument for your point, too. Like, no matter what, your matches aren't going to be, you know, even with that little rolling, that little senton diving flip.
Doesn't matter one way or another, and why are you doing it now?
Right.
My thing about this whole thing is, this match he lost, and this is the only match that he's actually relevant in. I really thought he was going to pull out a win and then prolong this little feud.
Dreamer?
Yeah, I really, because you remember when He was doing, he was, Jack Swagger, you didn't think he was going to pull out a win at all? Like, somehow?
No, I assumed Jack Swagger was going to win all the way.
I didn't think so. I thought it was probably going to be prolonged for at least another week. But he loses to Jack Swagger, a rookie. You know, I guess it fits. But in an Extreme Rules match, which is his forte,
right,
you know, just adds on to the whole Tommy Dreamer sucks. And he shouldn't be doing a rolling senton because somebody's going to be like, Tommy Dreamer's doing a rolling senton, and then 2 seconds later, forget about it. Until they see it again next week. You know, so I don't know. That annoyed me. But, like I said, he held his own in the match. He brought a table into his detriment, actually, in the end, because he got a gut-wrench bomb through it, you know. But he took a lot of... That was nice, too. It was, but it was a lot of chair shots in this match.
I don't know. Was it a lot of chair? I think it was just...
Like, toe holds in the chair shots. Like, toe holds in the... Remember when the chair was propped in the middle of the...
But are you saying it, like, because of the danger aspect?
Well, that one...
Or just because of overdoing it with
I don't think it's a danger aspect. I just think I've seen it, like, 3 times.
Overdoing.
So I call that a lot.
You know, if you get a toe hold into a chair, it's like one of the safest, dangerous-looking moves you can do.